Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Friday edition of the show, hour number two. Thanks for being with me, 702-257-5396. Before we cover the U.S. economy and, of course, 9/11 today, we honor those that fell, and we basically hope that those that perpetrated the events burn in hell. We want to go back to our calls that are held over from the first hour. So let's get right back to business and jump over to Charlie. You're next. Welcome to the program. All right. Charlie has left the building. Let's jump over to Stuart. Stuart, welcome to the show. Stuart has left the building as well. So let's jump now over to Michelle. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. You talked about your anniversary, so happy anniversary. And are you allowed to share the name of the Italian restaurant?
The Italian restaurant? Yes, Stone and Vine.
Okay. I'm going to check out their menu, Stone and Vine.
Stone and Vine Urban
Thank
Italian.
You. Okay.
I appreciate you holding on. I know the hold times were long, so I appreciate it. So what's on your mind on this great Friday?
Well, you had the caller Khalif, and I was calling for the same reason.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was hearing from those live streamers, and the reports were gathering yesterday that it does look like arson. So this is very serious. How many will die or have died already? And the animals, not to mention the animals that burned up. There was a case where a dog was in a Jeep that was being towed by a camper, and the dog burned up in the Jeep. So we're going to hear stories of how people actually died, either on their property, in their vehicles, in their homes. So this is very serious, and the guy, Khalif, said he was going to give you a report on Monday. So I believe by next week we will be hearing that it is, in fact, arson.
Yeah, my gut instinct tells me that that's probably what it is. My gut, you know, I pray that it's not. But, you know, when you're burning down police precincts and you're burning down businesses and you're lighting cop cars on fire and you're doing this kind of chaos and devastation, why wouldn't you do that? I mean, so a lunatic's a lunatic, right?
You got it.
Now, disappointing. No, Michelle, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Have a good weekend. It boils down to this, which was a great call by Michelle. It boils down to this, and I'm going to look forward to Khalid on Monday having that info for me, that intel. But I will tell you this. It boils down to two very different fundamental decisions November 3rd. Law and order or lawlessness. It's just real simple. If you want law and order, then you know where you need to cast your vote. That's Donald Trump. If you want lawlessness, then you know Joe Biden is your man. Well, actually, Kamala Harris is, because Joe will do his first 100 days. He will bounce out and say that for health conditions, he can no longer move forward in the office. And Kamala Harris would be the 47th president of the United States. That's the whole plan from the Democrats. Let's just be intellectually honest. That's the whole plan. But I don't know if their plan's going to work. In fact, I venture to say it's not. The U.S. economy is recovering much faster than expected. Dems are already cheating. They're lying. Let's be real. They're trying to debunk, being that today is 9/11, they're trying to debunk Trump. They're trying to go back and debunk Trump that he didn't see this. And, you know, Trump said that and Trump did this. And my God, we're talking 2001. Donald Trump wasn't a candidate. Donald Trump wasn't in politics. But Donald Trump did, out of his own pocket, pay for crews to go down to Ground Zero and help recover bodies so they could be identified. I don't remember the Bush family doing that. I don't remember the Clinton family doing that. Do you? I don't remember the Biden family doing that, for that matter. Do you? No, of course not. Donald Trump did. And everybody loved Trump then. Oh, people rapped about him in, you know, hip hop songs. Rappers said that, you know, Donald Trump, you want to be rich like Donald Trump. And, you know, they had him on movies and cameos and, you know, everybody liked Reverend Jesse Jackson, L. Sharpton. They loved Trump. In fact, those were the days when L. Sharpton was quite plump. And I don't know if he liked Trump because he wanted to eat, you know, because he ate everything in sight. However, with that said, he liked Trump. People liked Trump. You know it and I know it. My God, even Barack Obama wrote a paper speaking about Trump being the American dream. And I'll be honest with you. I don't remember if it was a paper or if he taught that or made that statement when he was teaching at university. That the American dream is Donald Trump. And that's many, many years ago when he was sitting in Jeremiah Wright's church, who basically said the chickens came home to roost when 9/11 happened, just to remind you, because if Donald Trump sat in a church like that and the preacher basically said that the chickens came home to roost after 9/11, my God, it'd be another story. But because it was Barry Sotero sitting in a racist preacher's church for 20 years, I've never heard him say that though, right? 20 years behind that preacher's pulpit saying some of the most horrendous things, pro-black Islam, you know, Louis Farrakhan style stuff. But, you know, hey, that's just me. And, you know, it's just me. And the mainstream media just overlooked it all. Didn't talk about this during his candidacy, his run for the presidency. But they talk about Donald Trump failing in Atlantic City on business. But yet they failed to talk about Barack Obama launching his political career in the kitchen table of a known terrorist named Bill Ayers and connected to some of the most dirty pool players in Chicago. No, of course not. We can't do that. But Trump, yes, failed in Atlantic City. Chapter 11 bankruptcies. And by the way, the bankruptcy laws are there to be used in business. And Donald Trump or the Trump Organization, just to set the record straight, is not the only business, nor will ever be the only business to use the chapter laws to help them. That's what they're created for. And by the way, they're created by fat ass politicians on the Republican and Democratic side. They're the ones that write the laws, just in case you forgot. So if you're angry about Chapter 11 and bankruptcy laws, get angry with the author of those laws, which are the Republicans and Democrats that have been there longer than Moses was in the desert for 40 years. I mean, so let's just be honest. If we're going to be honest, let's be honest. The economy is recovering much better than anticipated. Donald Trump nominated now for his second Nobel Peace Prize. Why shouldn't he? He's done more for peace and trying to get us out of war than any of his predecessors. Come on. I don't have to remind you about North Korea and some of the, oh, but Joe Biden makes some slanderous, stupid statements that, oh, you know, Iran has now developed or is close to developing a nuclear weapon because of Trump. No, it's because Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, your boss, basically gave them billions of dollars in that Iran nuclear deal. Come on now. Let's be intellectually honest. When are we going to start telling the truth? When are we going to start telling the truth? That is the truth. Military households love Trump. This is the most recent poll that military households support Donald Trump more than they do Joe Biden. But you know what liberals will say? Nope, racist. Red state governors are doing better in their states from COVID-19 than blue state governors. Let's just ask Sisolak and let's ask Doug Ducey. Doug Ducey, governor of Arizona, red state. Governor Sisolak, okay, Democrat, governor of Nevada, blue state. Let's just see what state's doing better. I think you already know it's Arizona. Nope, racist. That's what you get from the left. Anytime you point out something that's factual, you know what you get from the left? Racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. And then, of course, we got Fauci now. See, I told you about Fauci. You can never know. Fauci said one thing the other day. Now Fauci again. It's just, again, he's the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Fauci now saying, hey, you know what? We're just not going to be returning to normal till the end of 2021. I don't believe him. He's not God. He's not God. Or until a vaccine is achieved. Here we go with the vaccine again. Yep, we're just not going to get back to normal. So just get used to those masks. Get used to sitting in a restaurant with 50% less capacity. Just get used to it. Incredible. Today celebrates 19 years. I don't know if it's celebrating, but 19 years of remembrance of 9/11. That's a hard one. And I think we all know that Muslims were not celebrating the towers coming down. But some were. I have to just be honest, if you want me to be honest. And in all fairness, it just wasn't some Muslims that were celebrating in the streets. It was a lot of liberal lunatics that basically said we deserved 9/11. Oh, you've heard podcasters say it. You have the Young Turks nephew that openly said that last year, if you recall, that we deserved it. That we deserved it! You had Jeremiah Wright, Obama's preacher, for 20 years, say the chickens came home to roost. So in all fairness, there was a lot of walks of life that were just happy as punch that those planes went through the towers. Sadly. So here's my question for you, and I'm going to open up phone lines. What were you doing 19 years ago on that day of 9/11? What were you doing? How did it change your life? How did it impact you? Me, like I said, we were celebrating our 9th wedding anniversary, getting ready to bounce out of Dodge, getting ready to leave. And my wife came running in and said, oh, my God, there's an accident that happened. And we're looking at the TV in disbelief. And then all of a sudden, the plane goes to the other tower. And I told my wife, Marie, there's no accident. We're in war. And sure as hell, that's what happened. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. Here's my question to you. What were you doing on 9/11, 19 years ago? How do you remember it? How did it affect you? How did it impact you? Because it's pretty much changed so many things for our lives, especially privacy. Because now, due to the Patriot Act, our privacy, well, is gone. In case you forgot. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. This is Steve Sanchez. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, right to your calls we go. Don't go away. Welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you on this Friday edition of the show. This memorial edition of the show. Because that's where I really want to go for the next remaining parts of the show, is honoring those victims, families, and the first responders on 9/11. And my question before we went to break, and I'll pose this again and open up the phone lines, is where were you on 9/11? Where were you? I could tell you this, there's a lot of babies that were born on 9/11 that are getting ready to vote for the first time this time. And it doesn't look good for the Democrats. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of babies that were born on 9/11. This is their first time that they'll be able to vote in the presidential election. And I'll tell you, based on polling and statistics, it doesn't look good for the Democrats. But where were you? Look, I shared my story, 9 years married at that time, getting ready to bounce out of town, and then everything just fell apart, obviously. And I don't think the country has been the same since. We've got heightened security, obviously necessary. Flying on airplanes is not the same, if you recall. And just the privacy aspects, you know, the NSA looking into our bedrooms and things. Come on, you know the Patriot Act gave them unprecedented powers. And I know there's a lot of conspiracy. What really happened on 9/11? Was it really terrorism? Was it, you know, New World Order and terrorists that did this? You know, some are saying it was the Bush administration. You know, look, I don't believe it was the Bush administration that did this. I really don't. I think dumb Bush probably didn't know what the hell was going on. I'll tell you this, and I've always believed this, and I'll say this 1,000 times. I believe that there were, in fact, terrorists on that plane, but I also believe that they were in cahoots with very deep state, New World Order, shadow government types that are so way above the pay grade of the presidency. That's what I believe. And there's been a lot of different concerns, and what do you think that happened here, and how did this go? Look, we'll never know. We'll never know. And we'll argue this probably until the day we all die. But I just don't believe that we're being told 100% of the truth when it comes to 9/11. That's where I stand. I think most people that have any common sense would agree and concur with that very statement. And then we went to war with Iraq, which we didn't need to because they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. You know, so, I mean, let's just be honest about that. You know, it was Osama bin Laden and others. But it wasn't Saddam Hussein. Not that Saddam Hussein was some angel or saint, but do you think Iraq is better off now than then? I mean, since Trump's been in office, we really haven't had a war on terror. I mean, it seems like, you know, and who knows? There still could be this global Islamic caliphate just waiting secretly and you know, but I don't know. I don't know. But I know Trump has been tough on that. Let's just remember Soleimani and some others. And the left went crazy on that. But are we better off without Soleimani? You bet your butt we are. Where were you, friends, on 9/11? Where were you? How do you remember it? Did it change fundamentally your life? Were you impacted? Did you know anybody that lost their lives in that fateful day? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's go ahead and jump to our busy calls. Sasha, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I remember like it was yesterday. I was in seventh grade back in Minnesota, Apple Valley. It was middle school. 15 minutes, actually it was like 12 minutes maybe from the Mall of America. I was in history class. I remember my teacher. It was Ryan Blake. And we got the horrible news, turned on the TV, you know, those old school TVs. It was, wasn't on the wall. It was those box TVs that they wheeled into the classroom.
I remember.
It was a very heartbreaking, silent room. Once we saw that second plane hit, you could feel the energy in the room. I mean, throughout the whole school, it was terrible. It was scary. My mom was calling the school, terrified because the Mall of America was, you know, the biggest mall of America.
Yeah.
You know, she was scared. She wanted to get her kids out of school, and unfortunately, we were on lockdown, which I agree. You know.
Yeah.
Even though my mom was like, "I want you home. I feel safe at home."
Well, I'll tell you this, Sasha, and I'm up on break, but I do appreciate the call, and thank you for sharing the story. What I'll tell you is you're right, and your mom was right to be concerned because schools were being threatened. Remember that. Malls were being threatened. Anthrax became a big thing, do you recall? A lot of people forget. They get selective amnesia. Sasha, great remembrance on what you're sharing with us because schools were being, I mean, calls were coming into schools all around the country. I remember our kids' school was on lockdown as well at the time, that there were bombs and malls. My God, it was a scary time for a long time. 702-257-5396. Quick break, and then we're going to come back, take more calls. Where were you on 9/11? How did it affect you? You can weigh in tonight. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Sanchez hanging out with you on this Friday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation this half hour, being brought to you by my friends over at Real Water. You know, I've been drinking this stuff for almost 2 years. It's helped me. I mean, I'll tell you, people keep getting sick around me, and I'll tell you, the alkalinity, the negative ions in this water has built my immune system. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, because I used to get sinus infections, bad colds, ear aches, and since I was introduced to Real Water, and I drink this exclusively, I mean, all day long, I don't even drink sodas anymore, I just feel better. It hydrates me. It tastes incredible, and there's a real science from water that has alkalinity, but this is beyond alkalinity. It's got negative ions infused, and the science behind that is incredible. You can take advantage of the Steve Sanchez special. It's an offer just for this audience to try Real Water. You can get 4 5-gallon bottles of water delivered to your home or office for just $20. That's it. $20. Think about that. It's real easy to find out and to get that started by going to drinkrealwater.com. That's drinkrealwater.com. Now, you can be old school and you can give them a call as well. But if you take advantage of this before the end of the month, you get that special offer again. 4 5-gallon bottles of water for $20. Now, you can find Real Water at Terriblehurst. You can find it at Sprouts, Costco. It's great water. You can even go to Amazon and buy Real Water right from Amazon. But I'll tell you, friends, I have been drinking this. I love it. I want you to try it. And when you do, get me the feedback. Feedback's important. Don't forget, it's important to support local business in Las Vegas. And Real Water was birthed in Las Vegas. DrinkRealWater.com, the sponsors of this half hour. All right, we've been talking about 9/11. We've been talking about, you know, where were you? What do you remember about that day? Donald Trump did a pretty good job speaking today, memorializing 9/11 and those that have lost their lives and the first responders, etc. But of course, you know, you've got people like George Conway throwing him under the bus, and you've got others throwing him under the bus. You know, Donald Trump can never win, friends. There's not one thing that the anti-Trumpers or those suffering Trump derangement syndrome can ever agree and say, yeah, Donald Trump did well. Again, in 2001, this is fact, he hired crews to go down to Ground Zero on his coin to dig, to recover bodies so that they could be identified. That is who he is. Is he perfect? No, either are you. And certainly I'm not perfect. But I will tell you this. It seems like all the stuff, all the mudslinging that has been going on for years regarding Trump, you haven't been able to make it stick because it's not there. It's just not there. And, you know, today I feel comfortable and confident that we have a leader, a commander in chief. That makes sense. I certainly don't think Joe Biden would be that person. And I know damn well Hillary Clinton wouldn't have been that person either. 702-257-5396. Let's get right back to business. Jess Jr., you're next. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
Well, at the time when it happened, I was here in Las Vegas. And I got up that morning to go get ready for work. And I went through my normal routine, turned on the TV, went in the kitchen, and started up the water for my coffee because I drink instant. And I started hearing this stuff on the news. So I got my cup of coffee, and I sit down, and I'm listening to this stuff, and I couldn't believe what was going on for the channel I was already on.
Did you think we had been attacked? Did you think we were at war? Did you think, like, my God, when you saw that, my God, we've been attacked, we're now at war?
No, I didn't think we were at war. I just
you thought it was an accident.
Not an accident.
Well, what was it then? Has to be something. It wasn't war. It wasn't an accident.
Well, they're taking over the planes.
Hijacking.
The hijacking, stuff like that. I believe that because the news is talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're watching that and you're seeing the hijacking going on, I think you'll agree, Jess, none of us anticipated another plane going right through that second tower
at
this point.
No, I didn't anticipate that one bit at all.
Yeah,
they just filming at the time that they had,
Yeah.
Just the one, you know, the $1.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's crazy. Well, Jess, I appreciate the call. Thank you. I'm like you. I saw it. And I told my wife immediately when she came to get me out of the restroom, I was just getting out of the shower. We were going to leave out of town for our anniversary. And, you know, we're watching it and we're hearing about, you know, the hijacking and this and that and the other. And we're all glued to the TV. And then all of a sudden, live on TV, we're all watching this. Here comes the second plane. And I said, no way. This is war. Something's going down. And, you know, like Sasha, the caller that called in, schools were being on lockdown, malls were being on lockdown. I mean, there were some major threats, and that played out over a period of time. Remember anthrax, the white powder, senators and some were getting that white powder, sent to them. Tom Daschle, I think he was the, I don't remember if he was the minority leader or majority leader at the time, got that white powder sent to him. It was just, you know, there was just war on terror. If you recall, we were seeing people beheaded on TV. Let's not forget that that was reality. And because of all of this, you know, we got the Patriot Act slipped into the hands of some very powerful people. And every year on September 14th, you may not know this, the Patriot Act is re-signed each and every year, and Donald Trump has signed it himself. And that is the ability for them to hear you in the toilet after you've had some bad Mexican. And don't tell me that's not true, because it is. They know it. You know it. I know it. And if you don't know it, you're sleeping under a rock. My God, even the NSA had no choice but to admit it in committee after they lied about it the first time. So, you know, are they using this power for good, or are they using this power for manipulation? I mean, look at everything that we have, the artificial intelligence, Alexa do this. I mean, my God, it's, you know, we've gone to this level, and I understand it. And I understand. And if we've got nothing to hide, I get it. Then there's nothing to hide. But there comes this level of privacy that we have now relinquished for ourselves in the name of protection. All right, let's go ahead and get back to business here. Sean, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, a little mix-up. I thought that was Sean. I said hello. He said, anyway, it's Steve. How you doing?
And oh, Steve, no problem.
Anniversary, Steve.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I'd like to say this. The day it happened, I was doing some work in my house. And, of course, after I saw the second plane hit, I know it wasn't a coincidence. Steve, may I bring up another subject you previously discussed a little while ago about the fires?
Yeah.
I believe George Soros and a lot of other people are behind this. Makes people more sick, more respiratory, the COVID. And who knows, maybe people are going to buy up all this land for almost nothing when it's all over. But there is a method to this madness. They said there was 12,000 lightning bolts or strikes. I don't know. I think that a lot of these fires have been set, don't you?
Yeah, you know, my gut tells me that they've been set, that they're arson. That's my gut telling me. Now, you know, California's had wildfires before, and I get it, but I don't know. With everything that's going on, and I'm hearing reports, and, you know, even Khalid said, you know, there's some, and I haven't been able to substantiate it. And, you know, I'm not going to basically say it's gospel until it's substantiated and I've got proper sources, Steve, to be able to say that that's the case. But my gut just tells me that if they're burning down police precincts, burning down city neighborhoods, and just then I've just got this bad feeling, and that's pretty bad stuff. When the hell is the National Guard going to come in there and clean up this vermin?
Steve, they said there was 11,000 total protests, some nonviolent, but most violent. Think about this. Half of these people probably don't even want to do it. They don't even care. Like you said, it's got very little to do with George Floyd. The money that these people are being paid to fly to other cities, to stay in hotel rooms and get paid probably by the day to do these acts, don't you think it's billionaires behind this? Anybody can see
that. Oh, it has to be. No, it has to be. And I'm not excluding or exempting George Soros, because he's been involved in this nastiness in the past, not only here in America, but other countries. I mean, they have followed money of PACs that have led to Soros or a Soros-related type entity. So that nothing, you know, you can't prove it completely, because if you could, then he could get arrested. And, you know, I hate to put blame when we don't have the facts, but I mean, you know, there are a lot of innocent people that go to prison, Steve, and there's a lot of guilty people that don't go to prison. Let's just put it that way. And we're in some sad shape. And if this country doesn't get it together and allow the powers that be to stop dividing us over things that really don't even matter, we're in trouble. It's over for us. I mean, that's it. It's over. It doesn't matter who's the president at this point. It's done.
Right. Steve, can I do one last quick one? We got time. Just 1 minute. One quick one. Dr. Fauci Stein, in all his bull crap we have to listen to this. somebody said that in Africa, now get this, Steve, Africa, the entire continent, a bunch of countries, right? The continent is 1.26 billion people, right? 22,000 are dead. You know what the actual death rate is? 1 in 54,000. And one of the people said on the show that they use a lot of hydroxychloroquine for malaria, and they take that all the time. I don't know. There's a lot of other parameters there in that fact. You know, the Africans are... They kill and they eat fresh meat, fresh foods, I guess. They're not sitting on the couch eating Doritos and ice cream all day, but they get other bacteria and other things to deal with. But imagine that, a death rate of 1 in 54,000. Here in the United States, the actual death rate, 320 million people, we got about, what, 190,000 dead. It's 1 in 1,600. So run that one by Dr. Fauci Stein. You don't see him with masks in Africa, do you?
Yeah, no. Great point, Steve. Great point.
Thank you, buddy.
Once again, appreciate it.
Happy anniversary. Bye-bye.
I appreciate that, bro. Have a good week and God bless. Yeah, it's you know, those statistics are shocking. They really are. And yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with our diet in the country. Things, we're all guilty of guilty pleasures. I mean, you know, let's be honest. In America, you come and you supersize this, and we've all been guilty of it. I know I have, of course. You know, you go to Europe and you go to Italy, let's say, and you go have some pasta. You're going to get this little bit of pasta, and you're like, where the hell's the pasta? Is this the appetizer? And it's really the entree. In America, you get a platter. And so, you know, it's America. We're big. It's about big. Big hair. Remember back in the 80s with all the Aquanet hairspray? America's always been about big. Big cars. Big trucks. So, doesn't mean it's healthy for you, but no, good point, Steve. I do appreciate it. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. 702-257-5396. Quick break. And we're going to come back and take the rest of these calls on hold. Don't go away.
Time for talking's over now, I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you never know when things are better left alone.
Well, we're wrapping up another good week. Another good week, another good weekend. Can you believe it's Friday again? Friday again. Here we are on the weekend, and then before you know it, it's Monday again. I guess I'm just getting older, 51 now. I guess, you know, my dad was right. He's passed away, but remember he used to tell me, when you get older, Steve, the days just fly. Is that right? I mean, I guess it's just me, but I don't know. People that I talk to say the same thing. They're like, damn, the days just go by. And they do. I want to chat for a moment about Delta Rescue and, you know, my friend Leo Grillo. And, you know, I'm a dog person. I love animals. I have a huge compassion for animals. Conservatives have compassion for animals? Yes, we do. And I am a dog lover. But Leo Grillo, who was the founder and is the founder of Delta Rescue, left a promising career in Hollywood 40 years ago. In fact, his cousin is Robert Davi. You know, Robert Davi. Love Robert Davi. And he started Delta Rescue, where he has rescued, I can't tell you how many abandoned animals. They got a beautiful, beautiful property out in Glendale, California. But this is his passion. I mean, to leave Hollywood and to do this, and now to have the largest no-kill and Care for Life sanctuary in the world, that's incredible. But I wanted to share with you that you can be involved in this. And it doesn't mean that you have to give any money right now. What I mean by being involved is that Delta has what's called a Delta estate planning program. And you know, I spent 25 years in the financial business. So there are ways that you can assign or at least designate to Delta Rescue some of your estate. And down the road, when you do die, they will get some of that as a donation. But right now, while you're living, you get the benefits of it. You get the income benefits of it. You get the tax benefits of it. I know it's pretty incredible, especially if you're retired and you're on Social Security or you have a retirement income and you're looking to subsidize your income. This is a great way to do it. It's pretty easy to find out information. All you need to do is visit deltarescue.org/Steve and ask for my free estate package. It lays out everything you need to know about growing your estate, while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. Now, as a thank you, you're going to get sent the free, the movie called The Rescuer. It's free. It's an award-winning documentary. And this is about Leo Grillo's 2-year-long rescue of a family of 21 dogs abandoned in the wilderness. Again, it's yours free by going to deltarescue.org/Steve and asking for my free estate package. Why don't you do that? If you have a love for animals and you're thinking about doing this for some type of charity, you can benefit right now financially in a big, big way without having to give any money right now. It's incredible. I know so many people that have done this, and they've been very happy that they did. Okay, deltarescue.org/Steve. Ask for my free estate package. All right, look, love your people. I'm telling you, that's what I can say. You know, yeah, it's my anniversary today. Of course, I'm going to love my wife. But 9/11 should have us just kind of look at things. Do you remember? Do you remember after all that happened, Republicans and Democrats were on the steps of Congress singing together, God Bless America? Do you remember that? Do you remember those days? Don't you miss those days? I mean, it lasted like that for a while. My God, even George W. Bush had better than a 90% approval rating. It's never happened in history. And, you know, the country came together. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, why can't we get back to that? I mean, I know we're divided and we have our own ideologies and our belief systems, but do we have to build burn down buildings? Do we have to get violent? I mean, can't we just have our disagreements and argue adamantly and vehemently about them and move on with life? I wish those days would come back. I just don't think those days will ever come back. Sadly, I just don't think. And that's not Donald Trump's fault. So stop it already. Oh, it's Donald Trump that put the divisiveness. No, it's people's decisions and their hearts. Hearts get like stone and they don't want to give a little. This is what happens. And you know it. And I know it. And it's just got to stop. I pray to God that it absolutely stops. But me personally, I will pull my sword and fight another day. Because that's just what we have to do. My good friend Ken Thompson with SportsX Radio is up next. So keep it right here on KDWN. Do appreciate everybody and all the well wishes today. I got to bounce. I got Italian food to pick up and then sit with my lovely wife and watch a movie and just hang out, which is going to be nice for the weekend. All right, friends, I will see you Monday. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit thestevesanchezshow.com.